So, you want to be my slave? I don't know if you can handle that. Because I'm pretty fucking demanding. Hold on. Let me light this really quick. I don't think that you could handle being my slave because, for one, if you were my slave and you misbehaved, I put the cigarette out right on your fucking face. Maybe not your face. I like your face. Maybe your. Actually, I always wanted to try this with somebody, and I've been told that you can do it safely. If you know how to do it right. Otherwise, it's your tongue. It heals. If you make a little hollow indent with your tongue, you put in saliva in it so that it's wet, you can put a cigarette out right in somebody's mouth, which would be disgusting for the person receiving it, but would be pretty much the ultimate act of submission, being a human ashtray, Say, what else do you like? I mean, I don't want to do things that you like, but watching you get off. Watching you get off gets me off, and if I can humiliate you along the way, why not? Maybe I'd pee on you. If you like watching girls pee so much, maybe I would just pee fucking on you. I think that'd be pretty fucking degrading for you. I think if some girl tied you down. Trying to think if I would tie you in the floor, or if I'd just tie you straight in the bathtub, just easy cleanup so I could spray you off afterwards with the hose. I think I'd do it in the bathtub. Tie you up so your hands are tied to the faucet in the bathtub and stand over you and piss all over you. Because if you're my slave, then isn't that what you're there for? For me to piss on and to torture and pretty much to treat like shit. Let's see. I mean, if you like a girl on top, that's pretty normal, but that's if I would even give you the pleasure of being in my cunt and not just looking at it and drooling like a pathetic whore. So, yeah, I'd be on top. Yeah, I don't think I'd let you come. Actually, what I would do is I would get on top of you, straddle you, hold your cock and push it into my cunt, and you can feel how tight and warm and wet it is, and get myself off on it right as soon as you're about to come. We'll just get off of it and go back to torturing you. Maybe I'll smack your cock a few times. That usually gets their attention. Yeah. Smacking your cock should get your attention. Snap you out of your impending orgasm, and then I can climb back up on you and grab your cock and push it in my cunt and get off again. It's just. It's merely for my pleasure. If you get anything out of it, damn, whatever not be a better, damn well better not be an orgasm. Until you're this soaking, sobbing mess who wants to come so fucking bad And I just won't push you over that edge. And you're begging me to please let you come. And maybe after enough begging, I would let you. I would keep you tied up and grasp your cock with my hands and stroke it over and over and over again, fast and tight up and down motions. Look you straight in the eye, and right as you're about to come, tell you, better fucking enjoy this, because you're going to keep coming over and over and over again until you're begging me to stop. So you go from begging to come to coming, and then coming without any cum coming out, and having orgasm after continuous orgasm. It's just pretty much just one long a long orgasm. And then your cock actually hurts because I'm still stroking it just as fast as I was at the beginning. And suddenly you're begging me to stop letting you come over and over and over again. Man, you want me to stop, you know. I just get up and walk the fuck away. Leave you tied there. And covered in your own cum, not able to move. Your dick pretty much hurting, but, you know, walk away because clearly you're not cut out to be my slave. So if you really want to be my slave, then you better be prepared for all that fun and more.